Now, thirdly, in the world of the praetors, in the world of the hungry ghosts, there appears a red Buddha. And he showers the praetors, the hungry ghosts, with food and drink, which they can actually consume. Now, what does this mean? It means that when we are in a state of neurotic desire, the next step for us is to get back to objectivity, which also means getting back to the present. We must see what the desired object is actually able to give us, see what it is not able to give us, also see what it is we really desire, whether it's really that object or not, and where that desire is coming from. And eventually, we have either to give the desire its proper satisfaction or just resolve it. Now, fourthly, in the world of tormented beings, there appears a smoke-coloured Buddha. And he regales the beings in hell with amrita, with nectar, with ambrosia. Now, what does all this mean? There are two meanings here, a bit contradictory, and one rather profounder than the other. The less profound meaning is this. It means that when we're in a state of suffering, of intense suffering, especially mental suffering, the next step for us is simply to gain respite from suffering, to gain some sort of ease, at least some sort of relaxation. For many people, that's the best that they can do in those circumstances. And very often, when we're in a state of intense mental suffering, the only thing we can think of is some rest, some respite. But there's another meaning, in a way a better meaning, a more demanding, a more challenging meaning, as well as a more profound meaning. And it's connected with this word amrita. We've been told that the smoke-coloured Buddha regales the beings in hell with amrita. Now, amrita is usually translated nectar or ambrosia, but it is also, in many Buddhist texts, a synonym for nirvana itself, for enlightenment itself. It's often spoken of as the amatangpadang, the amrita pada, the state of nectar, the state of ambrosia, the deathless state, the eternal state. So the smoke-coloured Buddha gives the beings in hell, gives, as it were, not just ambrosia, not just nectar, he gives them, as it were, nirvana. Gives them enlightenment, gives them Buddhahood. Now, what does this mean? It means that when we are in a state of intense suffering, the next step is to gain nirvana. It's as though there's nothing else for us to do. There's no other hope. Or worldly hope has failed, or worldly hope has foundered. There's nothing we can do about our suffering except go, as it were, straight to enlightenment, straight to nirvana. It's as though there was a sort of special affinity, even, between intense mental suffering and susceptibility to higher spiritual attainment. We'll go into this in greater detail in a minute when we come to a highly interesting teaching preserved in Chinese Mahayana tradition.